mister.
Off we go again.
Approach, my child.
Mr. Albert?
Yes?
What do you want?
Approach.
Approach when you're told, can't you?
What is it?
Mr. Godot.
Obviously. Approach.
Will you approach? What kept you so late?
You have a message from Mr. Godot.
Yes, sir.
Well, what is it?
What kept you so late?
Let him alone.
You let me alone. Do you know what time it is?
It's not my fault, sir.
And whose is it, mine?
I was afraid, sir.
Afraid of what? Of us? Answer me.
I know what it is. He was afraid of the others.
How long have you been here?
A good while, sir.
You were afraid of the whip?
Yes, sir.
The roars?
Yes, sir.
The two big men?
Yes, sir.
Do you know them?
No, sir.
Are you a native of these parts? Do you belong to these parts?
Yes, sir.
That's all a pack of lies. Tell us the truth!
But it is the truth, sir!
Will you let him alone? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
I'm unhappy.
Not really. Since when?
I've forgotten.
Extraordinary, the tricks that memory plays.
Estragon tries to speak. Renounces, limps away, sits down and begins to take off his boots.
Well?
Mr. Godot.
I've seen you before, haven't I?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know me?
No, sir.
It wasn't you who came yesterday?
No, sir.
This is your first time?
Yes, sir.
Words, words. Speak.
Mr. Godot told me to tell you he won't come this evening, but surely tomorrow.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
You work for Mr. Godot?
Yes, sir.
What do you do?
I mind the goats, sir.
Is he good to you?
Yes, sir.
He doesn't beat you?
No, sir. Not me.
Whom does he beat?
He beats my brother, sir.
Ah, you have a brother?
Yes, sir.
What does he do?
He minds the sheep, sir.
And why doesn't he beat you?
I don't know, sir.
He must be fond of you.
I don't know, sir.
Does he give you enough to eat? Does he feed you well?
Fairly well, sir.
You're not unhappy. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know if you're unhappy or not?
No, sir.
You're as bad as myself. Where do you sleep?
In the loft, sir.
With your brother?
Yes, sir.
In the hay?
Yes, sir.
All right, you may go.
What am I to say to Mr. Godot, sir?
Tell him you saw us. You did see us, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
The boy steps back, hesitates, turns, and goes running. The light suddenly fails. In a moment it is night. The moon rises and mounts in the sky. Stand still, shedding a pale light on the scene.
At last.
Estragon gets up and goes towards Vladimir, a boot in each hand. He puts them down near the tree, straightens, and contemplates the moon.
What are you doing?
Pale for weariness.
Eh?
Of climbing heaven and gazing on the likes of us.
Your boots. What are you doing with your boots?
I'm leaving them there. Another will come, just as me, but with smaller feet, and they'll make him happy.
But you can't go barefoot.
Christ did.
Christ? What's Christ got to do with it? You're not going to compare yourself to Christ.
All my life I've compared myself to him.
But where he lived, it was warm, it was dry.
Yes, and they crucified quick.
We've nothing more to do here.
Nor anywhere else.
Go, don't go on like that. Tomorrow everything will be better.
How'd you make that out?
Did you not hear what the child said?
No.
He said that Godot was sure to come tomorrow. Well, what do you say to that?
Then all we have to do is to wait on here.
Are you mad? We must take cover. Come on.
Vladimir takes Estragon by the arm and draws him on. Estragon yields, then resists. They halt and look at the tree.
Pity we haven't got a bit of rope.
Come on, it's cold.
Vladimir draws him on. Estragon yields, then resists. They halt.
Remind me to bring a bit of rope tomorrow.
Yes, come on.
How long have we been together all the time now?
I don't know. 50 years, perhaps.
Do you remember the day I threw myself into the Rhone?
We were grape harvesting.
You fished me out.
That's all dead and buried.
My clothes dried in the sun.
There's no good harking back on that. Come on.
He draws him on. Estragon yields, then resists. They halt.
Wait!
I'm cold.
Wait! I wonder if we wouldn't have been better off alone. Each one for himself. We weren't made for the same road.
It's not certain.
No. Nothing is certain.
Estragon goes to sit down on the mound. Vladimir slowly goes and sits down beside him.
We can still part, if you think it would be better.
It's not worthwhile now.
No, it's not worthwhile now.
Well, should we go?
Yes, let's go.
They do not move.